Time now for the latest world sport from the BBC. Hello, I'm Kath Leahy. Coming up, Paul Scholes on the Carlos Tevez affair and why footballers might refuse to play. PSG are beaten, but Spurs come from behind to win in the Europa League. And Ricky Hatton tells us how he considered taking his own life after ending his boxing career.
It was a real horrible time in my life, and I kept coming home and just crying to my girlfriend saying, oh, I want to end it, oh, I don't want to live. And depression is a very serious, serious thing.
More from Ricky Hatton to come, but first, Paul Scholes has told the BBC he understands why Carlos Tevez apparently refused to come off the bench during Manchester City's Champions League defeat by Bayern Munich on Tuesday. Scholes says he was in a similar frame of mind himself when he refused to play for Manchester United against Arsenal in the English League Cup 10 years ago.
What I did was equally as bad, if not worse, really, by refusing to travel with the team. Like I said, I know Carlos quite well. I'd been killing him not playing. He didn't play against Napoli when they were struggling, really. He got brought on with 5-10 minutes to go. But that's totally up to the manager. And at the time, Carlos won't be thinking that. He'll be thinking that, he's got something against me. Why is he not bringing me on? I scored however amount of goals last season. I was City's best player, and now all of a sudden he's not playing me. And we didn't bring him on against Everton when they were struggling a bit. I think he brought Balotelli on instead. And I'm sure he'd have expected to have been playing against Bayern Munich. He's left on the bench again, and it's not going well, isn't it? He leaves it too late to bring him on, or try to bring him on. And I'm not saying he's right, but I'm just saying that his state of mind at the time will think he'd been messed about. I'm gonna mess him about, but it's totally up to the manager. It's the manager's prerogative.
The Chelsea midfielder Frank Lampard has said he has no intention of leaving the club, despite intense speculation that his days at Stamford Bridge might be numbered. The 31-year-old was left out of the team last weekend, but he marked his return to the side with an excellent goal in the Champions League draw at Valencia on Wednesday. Lampard says he wants to stay and fight for his place.
Fortunate enough that I'm at a club I love, and I've got a great history here, and I want to continue that story on for a good few years, not just now, not just, for the next few months. I want to continue it for a good few years, so I'll always work hard for that.
Are you at the stage in your career that you value playing every game?
Yeah, of course. I've probably been like that for a while, but, I'm a player, I think, who likes to play regularly because I think it helps me get my momentum and get fit and confident and don't always start the season out of the blocks. So hopefully now I can get a run of games. It's down to the manager.
The favourites to win this season's Europa League, Paris Saint-Germain, have been beaten in the group stage by Athletic Bilbao. On a night when every one of the 24 matches featured at least two goals, PSG went down 2-0 in northern Spain. More details from Richard Connolly.
PSG came into this one unbeaten in 10 matches in all competitions, Bilbao second from bottom in La Liga, and yet the Spanish side were superior throughout. PSG did leave out two key forwards in Gamero and Menez, with an eye on an important league game on Sunday, but conceded both goals before half-time. The first was scored spectacularly by Gabilondo. His left-footed volley tore into the net from an acute angle after subtle passing in the build-up, and Lasguirain finished off another excellent team move on the stroke of half-time. PSG's disappointment was compounded when Sissoko was sent off 7 minutes into the second period. Bilbao topped the group with 6 points out of six.
While four other sides also made it two wins out of two, PSV Eindhoven, Sporting Lisbon, Club Brugge and Anderlecht all topped their respective groups. The English Premier League side Tottenham Hotspur were nearly given a rude awakening by the part-timers Shamrock Rovers. The Irish side, whose entire annual budget is less than the salary of one of Spurs' less senior players, took the lead at White Hart Lane before going down by 3-1. With more, here's the BBC's Alistair Bruce-Ball.
In the end, Tottenham's superior football and fitness told, but Shamrock's semi-professional certainly gave them a fright when they took the lead through Stephen Rice early in the second half. That after total Tottenham domination before the break, Jermaine Defoe and Danny Rose both hitting the bar, Richard Brush saving brilliantly from Roman Pavlyuchenko, who also had a header cleared off the line. The goal just a blip in proceedings. Tottenham went straight back on the offensive and scored 3 goals in 6 minutes. Pavlyuchenko and Defoe heading in left-wing crosses, and then Defoe brilliantly and unselfishly teeing up Giovanni after winning a tackle in his own half and dribbling 80 yards. The only negative for Harry Redknapp was Aaron Lennon going off at half-time, still struggling with his groin injury.
Of the other Premier League sides in action, Fulham won 2-0 in Denmark against Odense. Birmingham won 2-1 away to Maribor of Slovenia, and Stoke City beat the Turkish Cup winners Beşiktaş 2-1 at the Britannia Stadium. Now, both sides are renowned for the passion of their supporters. The Stoke boss Tony Pulis says the game matched the atmosphere.
we want to embrace it. For the last 6 years, you know, the club has been on an upward curve, and we've gradually built our supporter base up, and you know, they've been fantastic the last 3 years, 4 years, been absolutely fantastic supporters. It's new for them, it's new for us, so we have a responsibility to try and do as well as we can, because as you've seen tonight, the atmosphere was fantastic and they embraced it, you know, fantastically well.
Didn't the Turkish supporters make a noise too?
Well, yeah, I went and watched them on Sunday, and you wait until we go over there. You should come with us, Pat, and see that place. That place does rock.
BBC's Pat Murphy with the questions then. Now, the Celtic manager, Neil Lennon, complained bitterly after his side conceded a late penalty to draw 1-1 at home with Udinese. Celtic had been in front since the third minute with a penalty of their own, but the Italian side got a spot kick and equalised with 4 minutes to play, to Lennon's obvious frustration.
It's a disgraceful decision. Gary Hooper did everything he could to stay out of the guy's way. He just fell into him. And the referee gave the decision straight away. Orslick more, far more a penalty, and he deliberated on it for about 20-30 seconds, so I don't know what he was thinking of. It's a shocking decision that's cost us 3 points.
And you can find all the results of Thursday's games in the Europa League on the BBC Sport website, bbcworldservice.com/sport. Now, the Russian Premier League team Anji Makhachkala have sacked their coach, Gadzhi Galchiev. Anji attracted worldwide attention in August for signing the Cameroon striker Samuel Eto'o from Inter Milan and making one of the world's best played players. The assistant coach Andrei Gordiev and captain Roberto Carlos will take over the coaching duties on an interim basis. The former world champion boxer Ricky Hatton has admitted he contemplated suicide following the end of his career. The popular British fighter, who held various titles at welterweight and light welterweight, turned to drink and drugs after losing badly to Manny Pacquiao in 2009. Hatton has admitted to the BBC that defeat marked the start of a downward spiral.
When I tried to get back into training, I realised that, you know, the hunger in the belly was gone and that my career was over, and then just everything just got really on top of me. And it was a real horrible time in my life, and all I did is the minute I went out and had a few drinks, I'd start sulking and feeling sorry for myself, and then, you know, it was just a vicious cycle, really. And then I kept coming home and just crying to my girlfriend, saying, oh, I want to end it, oh, I don't want to live. And depression is a very serious, serious thing, and, you know, it's, you know, the main causes of that problem was obviously highlighted, but, you know, the depression is something that, you know, people don't realise how deadly an illness that is.
To basketball, and the NBA Commissioner David Stern is warning of enormous consequences if the two sides fail to negotiate a settlement in talks this weekend designed to end the so-called lockout. The regular season is scheduled to start on November the 1st, but with no collective bargaining agreement in place, the players and the owners have been in dispute for 3 months. The world number one golfer has suggested he doesn't get as much recognition as he deserves. Luke Donald could become the first man to finish top of both the European and PGA Tour money list this season, but he still hasn't won one of the sport's 4 major titles. He told the BBC he's content to operate without the highest of profiles.
I'm not one that cries out for recognition, but I've obviously had a great year, winning 3 times. Doing it by being a member of both tours is not easy. Yeah, I guess there are times where I feel a little bit forgotten, but I'll keep pressing on, and I'll let my clubs do the talking.
Before we go, our top story once again this hour, and Paul Scholes has told the BBC he understands why Carlos Tevez apparently refused to come off the bench on Tuesday. Scholes said he was in a similar frame of mind when he refused to play for Manchester United against